USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is reconvening for an in-person session despite some concerns about the coronavirus outbreak from top Democrats. Speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will focus on approving qualified judicial nominees who have been held up for too long. Meanwhile, the Democratic-led House is not in session, but according to House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, it should be.
I think the House needs to work. I'm on a bipartisan panel. Republicans laid out today a plan, a four-phase plan, how Congress can work. I mean, we sit here and we look at the doctors, the delivery drivers, the dispatchers. They're doing everything they can to work through this pandemic, except Congress is not.
The Treasury Department announcing on Monday that they expect to borrow more than $3 trillion during the second quarter of this year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The NRA is laying off dozens of staffers and cutting pay during the coronavirus pandemic. With more details, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
The National Rifle Association has now laid off hundreds of employees, canceled its national convention, and scuttled fundraising, membership, and shooting events that normally would be key to rallying their base in an election year. The coronavirus pandemic has upended the gun rights organization during what should be heady times for the group in the middle of a presidential election. The NRA, which boasts about 5 million members in recent weeks, continued to lay off and furlough many employees.
Purchase of fresh meat, chicken, and pork products are being limited at Kroger grocery stores. Each store is posting instructions for customers on the amount of each product they may buy at one time. The company says the policy is being implemented because of issues at a processing plant that recently closed down after workers tested positive for coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpels. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
With bars, breweries, and restaurants across the country closed during the coronavirus pandemic, retail alcohol sales are soaring. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Analytics firm Bunk Williams Consulting says beer sales were up more than 20% between March 8th and April 19th, coinciding with when governor's stay-at-home orders started to take effect. During the same period, wine sales were up by 30%, spirit sales by 40%, and hard seltzer sales skyrocketed over 330%. The obvious reason? The American public is suddenly eating and drinking mostly at home. Vice President of the firm, Dave Williams, says the sudden change in consumer behavior has also injected some new life into some legacy brands that had seen sales declines in recent years. Busch Light, for example, saw sales increase about 44% since the quarantine measures in the United States began. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Ball.
There will be no overseas NFL games this season due to the coronavirus pandemic. The NFL says the games scheduled for London and Mexico City will be moved back to the United States. This means the NFL's streak of 13 consecutive seasons of holding games at Wembley Stadium will come to an end. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.